Near FM.
I am delighted now to introduce Kimberly Tully, the Chief Executive of the Engaging Dementia Ireland. Good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
Good morning, Myra. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
No, well, it's an absolute pleasure here. Now, listen, first of all, we're going to talk a little bit about housekeeping because you have a conference coming up very shortly and it's going to be on for 2 days, please. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Exactly. Well, it's the 15th year of our International Dementia Conference, and we had it again in person last year after being online for 2 years due to COVID. And we just decided springtime, where it traditionally had been, was a better place for it to be. So we've moved it back to the spring, but it's going to be online this year just for us to be able to offer a really good conference again this year. But the good news is that since it's online and our costs are a little bit lower, we can actually offer free tickets to everyone living with dementia and their family carers. So the conference is going to be May 25th and 26th, which is the Thursday and the Friday of that week. And the title of the conference is Spotlight on Support, Enhancing Care Networks and Collaboration. The first day, the Thursday, the 25th of May, is going to be all around community resources, different projects that are ongoing, and things that are going to be especially of interest to people that are living in the home and their families and friends. So we would encourage everybody to get in touch with us to get their free tickets.
Which is fantastic. And just again, a little bit of housekeeping here. And we will be putting up links, but just straight off, Kimberly, I'm going to go www.engagingdementia.ie. But we will put up the other lists later on because we put things up on Instagram, Facebook, and also we have ordered a podcast for you. So I just wanted to get that housekeeping out of the way.
Wonderful. For those people that maybe aren't internet savvy and maybe aren't as at home on the computer, you can also do it old fashioned and give us a call at 01-260-8138 and we can organize your free tickets for you.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. And Engaging Dementia, it's a charity that tell us a little bit about how you deliver dementia training services in Ireland. I mean, this is over 30 years. It's quite extraordinary, Kimberly.
Exactly. So the company was actually formed by an amazing woman called Sister Mary Threadgold, and she's a speech and language therapist and a sister of charity. And she just, over the years visiting people in nursing homes, saw that there weren't very many services available for people with dementia. So she created this program kind of on instinct. But then we've done research since to show that all of the things that she thought would work really do. So it's a combination of music and reminiscence, and it uses all the five senses, and it's basically a repetitious program that you would do with the same group of eight people a couple times a week. And we've shown that by doing this on a regular basis with people living with dementia, that it actually increases their engagement, their communication skills, and also their enjoyment of life. So it's a lovely package. And then since then, we've also developed other courses over the years. But the SONUS program, which is the name of that program, is our flagship program, and it's very popular and used in, we think, about half the nursing homes in Ireland.
Well, I'm looking at 280 care centres across Ireland. Now, that's quite an extraordinary number. And but can I just go back to you a little bit about the five senses?
Yes.
What do you mean by that? I mean, do you get people with dementia, do you get them to paint or sing? Or
Well, specifically, I mean, those are also things that are great for the brain. But specifically in the SONUS program, what we would do is we would sing and we would recite some proverbs and some poetry, so that, you know, is using sound. We would also have a smell item each time that would be passed around by the person, the practitioner who we would have trained to do the course. And people are asked to see if it triggers any memories. So for example, I remember a story, one of the most popular smells to be used in our SONUS course is shoe polish. And you'd have the older gentleman and having memories of going to soccer practice and, you know, football practice and you know, polishing their boots before they go. So it's amazing what smells can really bring back memories of. Then there's a taste item each time. So it could be a piece of chocolate. It could be, you know, something else. I remember one time somebody said the least popular is mustard.
Really?
So it brought back memories and it jolted people's memories, but not always in a positive way. and then there's always a little bit of a massage offered, so a little bit of a shoulder rub or hand massage. There's a group session that's done one way, and then there's individual sessions that you would do one-on-one, which could be a little bit different. That might be more of a hand massage. So it's basically using all the five senses to have people remember things, but also to build connections with the other people that are in the group and with the practitioner themselves.
And the training, does it cover all ages for people who want to become a teacher?
Anybody can be a practitioner. We find a wide scale of people that are interested, but I'd say the main thing that I just think is really nice about it is that being a SONAS practitioner, it's a lovely program to give to the people that are living with dementia, but it's also really fun to do because it involves a lot of fun things like music and reminiscence and light exercise. So it's actually something that's nice to do as part of your job.
And the Irish Dementia Cafe Network, what's that actually?
Exactly. So that's basically where we support volunteers in different communities around Ireland to set up dementia cafes. And dementia cafes are where it's set up so that once a month, everybody who's living in the community with dementia, their family carers, friends, anyone who's really interested in the issue of dementia is welcome to come along. It's a warm, welcoming atmosphere where you get a cup of tea and maybe a piece of cake. There's speakers, there's music. So it kind of depends on each cafe, you know, how it develops. But it's a place where you can meet people, like-minded people. You can have a bit of a chat, share tips with each other, and also, you know, get information from experts, which is really important. So I just wanted to give a really quick shout out. We have a website specifically for that as well. That's called dementiacafe.ie. And on there, we have a cafe finder. So people can find cafes that are in the communities closest to them. So I know that your radio station is based in Coolock. So just a quick shout out. There's three cafes that are kind of in the northern Dublin area. There's the Dementia Cafe in Donnybrook, and their next meeting is going to be Thursday, May 11th, this Thursday at 7 p.m. There's the Memory Cafe in Swords, which is going to be next week, Thursday, May 18th at 10:30 a.m. And there's the Cupante Memory Cafe in Kilbarrick that's going to be this week as well, Wednesday, May 10th at 2:30 p.m. But you can look on our cafe finder and you can find all those details. And if you can put that up on your social media as well, Myra, that would be great.
I will pass that on and let them know. In the meantime, Kimberly, I know you have a sponsor. Is it Home Instead?
Yes, exactly. So Home Instead is a sponsor for our conference, and because of their generous sponsorship, that's why we can make the tickets available free to people living with dementia, which is really important to us because we want as many people to come along and get this information as possible. And then the rates for people that are professionals are quite low, and then there's also a student rate that's just 20 euros a day.
And day one, is that going to be completely different from day two at the conference?
Well, I would say that there's going to be some conversations on both days that would be interesting to everybody. But we've kind of have the day one focusing on the community, and day two is going to be more focused on dementia care in the residential setting, so in nursing homes. But there are discussions on both days that, you know, aren't specific to where the care is taking place. So I would say people should look at the program on the website, get their free ticket, and then they can attend the sessions that they want to attend, depending on what interests them. And we're very lucky as well to have Minister Butler. She's going to be opening the conference with some words at the beginning. She'll be talking about some changes in resources and dementia care in Ireland, which will be very interesting.
And it's 30 years you're operating.
Yes, over 30 years. So it started in 1990. So yeah, so it's a great legacy. And the good thing is that the SONAS program is still timely today, and Sister Mary often says that she thought that it was going to be replaced by something else, but it really never was. So it's still a lovely program, and we actually, it's been launched in Norway in the last couple of years, and we're currently in discussions with a couple of other countries to possibly launch it there as well, because the efficacy of the program is just really good, and like I said, it's also a lovely program to deliver. So, it's really nice.
I like the dementia. Uh, underst- uh, underst- Understand Together campaign. I like that. It
yes.
just gets to the point, and no messing around. It's just getting to the point. And getting back to a little bit of housekeeping, I highlighted a number of them here. As I said, www.engagingdementia.ie, and the Facebook also, I have that highlighted, so that will be going up as well, and the Twitter. So and also the podcast, probably by Wednesday. After, I always said it could be up this afternoon, but I always say make it, you know, Wednesday afternoon. But Kimberly, would you come back maybe in about a week or two and let us know how things, actually after the conference, get
oh,
in
yeah,
touch and
fantastic.
Let us know how things
and I was
get on.
Say, if I could just mention a couple more resources.
Of course.
For people that are maybe, you know, living in the home and they might have a new diagnosis. You mentioned the Understand Together campaign, which is an amazing website. There's so much information on there, so definitely check that out. I would also tell everybody, if they have a diagnosis or they don't and they just think that that might be the case, to reach out to their local dementia advisor. The Alzheimer's Society now has dementia advisors in every county. So you can look at their website and you can find the dementia advisor contact details near you. And we at Engaging Dementia, we also have a YouTube channel. We have lots of resources on there, videos around activities and some speakers from previous conferences. So check that out. And we also have a Spotify playlist of relaxing music. So depending on whatever type of music you like, we've put together a nice playlist so you don't have to. And you can find those and download them and play them whenever you want.
Oh, Kimberly, that's actually, that's gorgeous. That's wonderful. And very practical as well, I have to say. And
yes.
to you and your team, I wish you the very best at the two-day conference. And please, as I said, come back to us and let us know how you get on. Fascinating.
I'd love to do that, Myra. I would just really encourage people to come along to the conference and check out the program. I'm sure there's something that will be of interest to anybody. Thank you so much for having me.
Not at all. Listen, you take care and the very best of luck, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Near FM.